Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Kalam and Aleph, Simon Yazayan. Now we said the Kohen is allowed to be Meichel in his covet. We tam zeh mutal yishtamish b'kayini Meichel al zeh. So the Ramah, the end of Simon Kuchachez, which deals with the lochos of Nesias Kapayim. So Ramah goes off into this discussion of the mitzvah b'kidashto, points it to the mitzvah d'raisa. And therefore it's inappropriate to use a Kohen to serve you. So that's a demeaning act of the Kohen. You're doing the opposite of giving him kavod. You're demeaning him. So can you use a Kohen to be mishamish? Can one allow a Kohen to be mishamish or ask a Kohen to be mishamish? So the Ramah says that he could, because that's a mechil of the Kohen. It's not diminishing his kedusha. It's a lack of kavod. So he said a lack of kavod, the Kohen can be moichel. Mishbura comes along and says a few points. He says that this is all, or the Ramah already says that this is referring to an act which I'm asking the Kohen to serve me, but the act itself is not something which is demeaning. But asking the Kohen to serve in a position which is demeaning, doing demeaning types of acts, so that would be not allowed to the Kohen. I cannot have a Kohen serve me in that way. Number one. Number two, there's a discussion which says, so what about a Kohen taking a job as a doctor or sometimes he has to cleanse people's bodies and do things which would be considered demeaning. A Kohen being a male nurse. So he's undertaking a job to do acts which are theoretically demeaning to him, for him. So if he does it for the purpose of schar, some place can say that that's mutter. He's doing it as a job. So that's not demeaning that a person is taking care of his parnasa. It's not demeaning. The Mishabura brings that a taz says that even this heter to use a kayan is only the kayan is going to get some benefit out of it. So for example, the kayan is being mishamish somebody who's greater than him and he feels good about that. So then he's allowed the marshal is covered and serve. So the a person has a Rebbe who's Yisrael and the Talmud is a Kohen. The Talmud is a Kohen is allowed to be Mishamish his Rebbe, take care of the Rebbe's physical needs, help him with his coat. It looks pretty demeaning. You're asking the Kohen to help you with the coat. What do you mean? It's not demeaning to the Kohen, it's a covenant for the Kohen. He's being Mishamish to an Adam Gadol. So that's mutter, but for him to do this for a simple individual who is not of stature, so he's not getting any benefit out of it, emotional, spiritual, etc. So then the Tanya says the Kohen cannot be Meichel his Kavod and should not serve the Yisrael in that situation. And the Mishabur comes out that it is preferable to be Machmer like this opinion of the Taz, the Chatchila, and not to have a Kohen be doing demeaning acts. Not have the Kohen serving a Yisrael, unless the Kohen is getting some way getting an element of Hanoah and benefit out of the situation. At this point in time, the Chayolim goes back to Kriyas HaTorah and talks about. So we went off to a tangent talking about being Mishamish with the Kohen, etc., based on the Pasuk of Mikidash Tov. Now we're going back to Kriyas HaTorah. We said that you give the Kohen first. So he's going to now deal with, are there any scenarios where that would not be true, that you would not do so? So even though today is a short shiur, really it's a brand new thought, and we're not going to be able to finish it in the time allotted. So let's leave that for the next shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.